This is Trevor Davis. I'm sounding the alarm. Today is July 13th, 2009. A reading from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 26, verses 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter thou into your chambers and shut your doors about thee. Hide yourself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord comes out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. Ladies and gentlemen, what is God saying right now? What is God doing right now? You absolutely better know, because your life depends upon it. Those that you love and care for depend upon you being the person that God has called you to be in Jesus Christ, his Son. Hide in the Lord. Hide in him. Because God is certainly risen up to judge. He stands to judge the nations, particularly the United States of America, the greatest nation in the world. A nation that was blessed by God, sanctified by God, commissioned by the Lord. Grace, peace, prosperity, preeminence. God gave this nation the call to be an example of a nation blessed by him, to learn from the errors of Judah and Israel that's recorded in the scripture, written for every man, every woman, every child to learn from the errors of Israel and Judah, God's own holy people. They went astray from the Lord. They became worldly, pride, arrogant, boastful, sensual, devilish, and chose to follow the nations around them instead of being separate and distinct under the Lord God, who would bless them. And God rose up early, speaking through the prophets to the nation, to return unto him to put away their sins, and they would not. They had no delight in the word of the Lord. They didn't care what God was saying or doing, but they loved being religious. They'd keep doing their sacrifices, but they'd sacrifice unto other gods that were not gods, but demons themselves. That's in the Bible. For decades and decades and decades, the United States of America has chosen to not follow the Lord, to not keep the Lord as their king, and has boastfully, arrogantly despised the Lord and his holy ways, and chosen to be just like the world. And now, the infamy of this sin and iniquity, the shamefulness of the defilement of the United States is evident to all who have eyes to see. And the judgment is in the land. It burns in the fiery bosom of the Lord. You will not treat the Lord in arrogance. You will not treat the Lord shamefully and get away with it. This is why I read this prophecy in Isaiah. Come, my people. Hide. Because the Lord is standing up to judge, and he's fiercely angry, and he has good reasons to be. And how can anyone say they love God and not know what he feels? Or not care what he's doing? And just ask God, oh, forgive, Lord, get over it. People that do not understand the holiness, the rightfulness of judgment are in great error. The Bible, from A to Z, from beginning to end, is a book of judgment. And mercy and grace. And there is mercy and grace to those that repent. God commands all men everywhere to repent. God doesn't care who you are, or whether you're a pope, a president, a pontiff. You better repent. I better repent. Be pure before the Lord. And there's joy in the Lord when we repent and find forgiveness for our sin. Blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven, whom God does not impute their iniquity. God washes away. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. We've all gone astray. God knows that. From the beginning, God had the solution. The death of his only begotten Son for the sins of the world. Jesus Christ laid down his life to be the sacrifice for my sins, your sins, the sins of the world. And the wrath of God was poured out upon Jesus Christ. He bore our sins. Our guilt was put upon him, and his innocence is able to be transferred to us by as we have faith in Jesus Christ as he hung on that tree and became a curse for us. He became sin that we may become the righteousness of God in Jesus Christ. Will you believe the gospel? He's the Lord. He's the King. This is the gospel, the good news of his kingdom. And it is being proclaimed through the whole world right now. And when it reaches the whole world, then shall the end come, ladies and gentlemen. Wake up. Stir yourself. Men have conspired against the Lord, both secular and spiritual, and have resisted the submission to the Lord. Psalms 2. God will laugh. God will have them in derision. God will speak to them in his anger. But blessed is he that submits to the Lord, repents, and abides in him. Blessed is the man who kisses the Son, lest they perish in the way when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed is the one that puts their faith in Jesus Christ. The Lord is speaking today to hide in the Lord. He's telling you, I'm judging. I'm rising up to the prey. And I will call all the nations into repentance. And I will reveal my glory. The world will fear the glory of the Lord. But those that are abiding him will rejoice. For he will make right what is wrong. He will loose the prisoners that have been wrongfully shackled. God's call to you is to be free. Free from corruption. Free from sin that leads to death. Free from depravity. To serve the Lord. I sovereignly came across a transcript of the word of the Lord that I ministered years ago. And that same word is true today. It's amazing. The inquisition of the Lord standing up to judge. It's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And God is going one by one through the nations. He's examining them. The Lord Jesus Christ is fierce as he has eyes of fire. He weighs the reins in the hearts of the people, and he says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Australia will be judged. The United States will be judged, even Russia. It trusts in itself that it is righteous. The Lord will deal with Russia. The Lord will deal with China. The Lord is showing me, even at that day, that God will deal with China both by moth and by cancer. They will literally be self-consumed. God is to be feared, and he's establishing his fear in the earth. A reading from Zephaniah 3, verse 8. Therefore wait ye upon me, says the Lord, until the day that I rise up to the prey. For my determination is to gather the nations, that I may assemble the kingdoms, to pour upon them mine indignation, even all my fierce anger. For all the earth shall be devoured with the fire of my jealousy. I have a very sober spirit today. I see the Lord garmenting himself in battle array. Even the scripture in the prophet Isaiah talks about the Lord covering himself even in blood. It's very serious. That's why I tell the people to go hide in the Lord, to get clean, to get right before him. Because as he suddenly comes to his house, it will be people shaken. And the Lord will first judge his own house. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall they that are ungodly and a sinner appear? I'm aware of the principle of inquisition. That's when a judicial or official inquiry takes place. God himself is making inquiry. He's going forth. He has done this in the past as recorded in the scripture. In Genesis 11, God had heard about Babylon. He went to see what was taking place, and he confounded them. And of course, he confounded the languages. The same is true with Sodom and Gomorrah. The evil of that land had risen up to his high and holy throne. He dispatched angels to go check it out. He had given them a command to destroy that land, Sodom, Gomorrah, and the other cities in like manner, and the plains. It's devastated to this day. Right now, I'm aware that the Lord God Almighty has arisen. He's not pleased with his ministries. He's saying, give account of your stewardship. What have you done with my grace? How are you using my word? It's the people at stake. The judgment is coming and the people are not ready. It breaks my heart. I've tried to go to their houses that claim faith in Christ and they will not listen to the word of the Lord. They have no delight in it. But it's the people. They'll be caught off guard and they will lose their faith in the Lord. The Lord is fierce in wrath and fierce in anger. I tell you, if you're a pastor or if you call yourself a prophet, you better make sure you're faithful to the Lord and prepare the flock for what's coming. For the Lord is coming quickly and suddenly. There was one day I went to a gas station. And the simple lady at the counter spoke the most profound, amazing thing to me. She wasn't a pastor. She wasn't a prophet. I don't even think she went to church. She said to me as I was at that counter, "The end's near. It's coming real soon. It's time that people wake up." I went to two churches that weekend. I didn't hear them say that. They said a lot of good things right out of the Bible. But what this woman was saying is what the Spirit of the Lord is saying unto the churches. How profound is that? To hear the voice of the Spirit of the Lord echoing from a clerk at the counter of a gas station, but in the myriads of fellowships across the nation, and probably other nations as well, the voice of the Spirit is not heard. My heart breaks for the people that are weak in their faith, that when devastation comes and they were not warned, they were not prepared, even as Jesus said in Matthew 24, quote, "There will be those who give up their faith." What a tragedy. This is apostasy, ladies and gentlemen. This is what is written in the scripture. The people have delighted in lies. They have delighted not in the word of the Lord. They delight in an appearance of righteousness, but inside they're not changed. They're not filled with the glory of God. They're not looking for their master. And the Lord has said this. Matthew 24, 48 and 51. "But if in that evil servant shall say in his heart, 'My Lord delays his coming,' and shall begin to smite his fellow servants, and to eat and drink with the drunken, the Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looks not for him, and in an hour that he is not aware of, and shall be cut asunder, and appoint him his portion with the hypocrites. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." Ladies and gentlemen, the eating and drinking with the drunken is not only true, sitting down and gorging yourself with alcohol, becoming desensitized and oblivious to reality, but it's also associating with those without spiritual reality and perception, being completely oblivious. The same is true. The Lord is coming soon, and we are to be watching and praying and be found faithful doing what he wants us to do. The last thing I would ever want is to see harm happen to anybody, especially somebody that professes faith in Christ. But I'm so aware that when the Lord calls you on the carpet and says, "Give account of what you're doing," he's very stern and he's very fierce. If you're not right and if you haven't been faithful with him, whoa. One day I was reading about ministers, popular ministers, TV ministers, how they were out golfing. And I would like to say this, just think how inappropriate it would be to show up at a funeral wearing a wedding dress. Or when the house is on fire, to stop and make a sandwich. It's so ridiculous. It's so out of order. It's not appropriate to the hour. In this urgent hour of emergency, it's like the church world is oblivious, singing songs of merriment, drunk with the world. The heart of the Lord is so pressed for the people that will be caught up in it and harmed.